Good morning. Welcome to this news conference. My name is Adam Wolf. I'm an attorney with Piper Wolf, Carr & Kane. You can learn more about this case online at www.lostembryos.com. Before I introduce our two main speakers today, I want to explain how this will work. For those of you in the room, we will make our opening statements and then open the floor for questions. Please wait until the start of the Q&A period. For those of you on the phone line, please listen in and pose your questions afterwards by contacting Max Carlin. He will make sure your questions get answered. After my brief remarks, you will hear from our main speakers today, Ani and Ashot Mnuchin. The Mnuchins live right here in Glendale. This is the first time any couple involved in the CHA or CHA Fertility Center scandal is speaking out publicly. Ani and Ashot are one of the three couples to have their embryos swapped by the Los Angeles-based CHA Fertility Center. They filed suit today after they underwent a grueling multiple-month process to bring home their son, who was born to a couple in New York. The lawsuit filed in the Superior Court of the State of California in Los Angeles County by Piper Wolf, Carr & Kane on behalf of Ani and Ashot of Glendale names its defendants the following: CHA Fertility Center, its owner and medical director, Joshua Berger, Chief Operating Officer, Yumi Lee, and Laboratory Director, Simon Hong, among others. Citing extreme and outrageous conduct by CHA and its officials, the lawsuit seeks to recover emotional damages, punitive damages, and a range of costs, including those incurred in the legal battle to bring their son home, and those that Ani and Ashot paid to CHA. By now, many of you know the broad outline of the nightmare suffered by Ani and Ashot, one that ended up with CHA transferring one of Ani and Ashot's embryos to another CHA customer, a complete stranger, who then gave birth to Ani and Ashot's son, along with the birth of a second baby from an embryo of yet another couple. High points of the misconduct by CHA Fertility Center. It is a story in which Ani and Ashot thought they were being implanted with their own embryos, and it turned out to be embryos from strangers. In fact, one of their embryos went to the New York couple, who was implanted with both the embryo from Ani and Ashot and a third couple. When CHA learned of their error, they wasted precious time contacting Ani and Ashot. A legal battle ensued, and Ani and Ashot were very fortunate to bring their son home from New York. Due to the extreme misconduct of CHA Fertility Center, the number of things that went wrong here is just plain staggering. So please review the news release and the link to complaint. I don't blame you if you have questions about certain points, and we'd be happy to answer them afterward. In closing, I would like to say that Piper Wolf, Carr & Kane handles a large number of cases involving lost and destroyed embryos. And yet this case is among the most egregious I have ever seen. It is clearly one of the worst fertility center tragedies in U.S. history. The fact that CHA bungled and then attempted to cover up the mishandling of Ani and Ashot's embryos and those of the other two couples is totally inexcusable. Ani and Ashot entrusted CHA and its officials with their dreams of having a child, as well as with their most sensitive and important property, their embryos. In return, CHA and the other defendants violated that trust in the worst ways imaginable. I give Ani and Ashot a lot of credit for being here today. It's a brave thing to do, and they deserve our support. That concludes my opening statement. Please hold your questions until all three speakers have finished their remarks. And with that, I want to turn this over to Ani.
Good morning, everyone. I'm not used to public speaking, so please be patient. These are my first public comments this because it is important to us as a family that this never ever happens again. We are here today because of what Cha did. Without our knowledge, Cha implanted our embryo into another woman who lived halfway around the world. It also implanted another couple's embryo in my womb. Finally, it has never explained to us what happened to all of our embryos, leaving that possibility that my child, another child of mine, is somewhere out there and we don't know about. What does this mean to us? I mean that Cha robbed me of my ability to carry my own child, my baby boy, to be with him in the first couple of, moments of his life, to nurse him, to just do like skin on skin contact, to just be a mom to him. It means that Cha inserted a stranger's embryo into my womb, leaving us feeling violated by people that we trusted. And it means that we live with the uncertainty that another embryo of ours may be born to someone else. I don't understand Cha could have done this to us. This is the most important thing in our life, our family. They should have done everything to make sure this didn't happen, but they did nothing. And when we started to learn of this happening, they lied to us. It is all so cruel. We are human beings. We hurt. We deserve dignity, the truth, and answers. I'm a strong person, but I have been hurt by these experiences in ways that haunt me every single day. I hope that no one ever has to suffer through what my family has been through, and I hope that Cha sees this, understands what it did, stops lying, and takes responsibility before even more families are hurt. That is the end of my statement. I know Ashwin has a few things he would like to say.
I would like to begin by saying how proud I am of my wife. I love my wife since I met her 15 years ago and even more every day. This has been terrible. Our family has suffered mentally, but my wife has also had to suffer physically. We could not have gotten through this without her strength and the way she has kept things together emotionally. Thank you. Like my wife, I'm not a public speaker. Normally, we live in a quiet life, but Cha's actions have forced me to speak out. I cannot sit quietly while Cha's cruel actions continue hurting not only my family, but others that we know. Cha put my family through a living hell. We lacked boundaries. We could not sleep, eat, or focus. We were helpless. It was awful. This situation should never happen. I imagine that it is business as usual today at Cha's fertility. The lying needs to stop. The hurting needs to stop, and the responsibility must be taken. Thank you for your kind attention. That is the conclusion of what I should say.
Thank you for listening to our statements. Max, am I right that we are now taking questions from the audience here?
Yes.
Let's just go.
Regarding timeline, when did they find out about the couple in New York? When did you spend more? Is it after the film is born? Do you have exact dates?
We're going to get to all of that. I think just to get it so that people can hear, why don't you guys stand up? And we'll all be here together. So I think the first question was, right? When did you first learn that your son had been born elsewhere?
I don't know the exact date, but it was Thursday before Easter. I mean, no, that day they told us to go in for a cheek swab to test our DNA to see if he's a match. And the next day we were told that he was our son, that we have a son.
And when was he born?
March 31st.
And when did you actually see him? How you were informed that there were questions about this child?
How was I informed?
How did you learn that there were questions about the child, that you were contacted in the first place? What words did they say when they called you?
They called me and they said the COO of Child Fertility, her name is Yumi Lee. She called me and she said that I need you guys to come, you and your husband, to come in so we can do a DNA test on you guys, a cheek swab. And she wouldn't tell me anything else. And I asked her over and over again because, you know, that's my body, that's my DNA, and you're violating my DNA without even, you know, telling me what's going on. And she wouldn't say anything. And I told her after we did a DNA sample, I kept asking her, and finally she said, laughing, because I was worried that our embryos were defrosted by, you know, that was the mistake. That's why they wanted our embryo, the DNA. But she laughed, and she said, no, don't worry. Your embryos are completely fine. Nothing is wrong with them. This has nothing to do with it. I'm like, okay, then what's the problem? She said, we need to see it. Say anything anymore because other parties are involved, and that's where she left it at.
And then
the next day, well, first she told me she wanted to see me either on a Monday or a Wednesday, and she was going to let me, you know, suffer all those days without finding out what's going on, and maybe someone told her to come and see me earlier, just so, you know, they could, like, so I won't suffer more. Me and my husband, we were going crazy. We didn't know why, you know, what was going on. So I walk into the room, and there she had a psychologist with her over there. Apparently, this is shocking news that nobody expects to hear ever in their lifetime. So once we walked in, and she just said, there was over two weeks ago, I believe she said, there were two babies that were born. And once she said that, I heard my heart beat outside of my body. And she just said, don't worry, he's your child. She kept reassuring me that, you know what, you're going to get your child back. You're going to get your child back, but, yeah.
And when did you get your son?
We were granted custody on May 13th.
Is that the first time you got to see him?
No, the next day we got to see him.
Not the next day after he was born?
No. He was 6 weeks by the time we got to see him.
Can you describe the moment when you had...
It's indescribable. I mean, you know, it was so many emotions running through my head, like happiness, sadness, that was the first time. Who wants to meet their child in the lobby of a hotel? It was heartbreaking. It was terrible. And we wouldn't have gotten him if it wasn't for Eric Rebel. He's from Warsaw, Bursey in New York. He was the one that helped us get him back. And they were amazing.
Can you explain that process a little bit? So once you discovered you had a son, you flew to New York to try and get him back?
No, we had a son, we tried. Our lawyers here, we had another family lawyer, and she was great, and she was trying to get in touch with their family lawyer over there, but all they did was just stonewall us, nothing, no answers, nothing. They were actually, all they kept saying is, we will get in touch with you when we feel like we want to get in touch, and we don't even trust Cha's DNA that you guys did with them. So they said, when we want to, we'll let you know.
So the couple, the gestational couple, they wanted to keep your son?
Yes, they wanted to keep them, yes.
Did you talk to that mother?
about her feelings about what happened?
Yes, we did. She's a very lovely lady, and I'm eternally grateful to her for carrying my baby and taking care of him even after birth. She's a wonderful woman, and I pray for her every day, and God will give her own beautiful babies one day. She deserves that.
She was a victim of this.
Yes, we all were, by chalk. Just because of their mistake, they ruined essentially three, they played with three families' lives.
Did you get a sense of how hard it was for that mother to give up?
Oh my gosh, the one they told me, the first thing that came out of my mouth is, I lashed out at her. I said, what about her? Like, what, you know, what is she going through right now? Why did you do this to her and us, to everybody, you know? Like, we're all victims of talk.
Did she know right away that...
The New York couple is Korean American, and they were expecting to have two girls. They had two boys, and Ani and Ashot's boy is Armenian.
Do we have any idea how this mishap took place? I mean, I noticed that you and the New York mother were both in the child clinic on August 20th for implantation. How do we think this happened?
Cha has refused to tell us what it believes happened here. What we know is that Ani and Ashot had two embryos that were to be transferred, and at least one of those embryos went to a woman who was based in New York. Two embryos were transferred to Ani. At least one, and perhaps both of those, were not her own. Cha has no idea whose embryos were transferred to Ani. Ani and Ashot have no idea if there is another baby in this world of theirs that they're unaware of right now. Cha claims it has no idea how this happened. And moreover, when Cha was originally asked what was going on here by Ani and Ashot, they just said, oh, this is a routine quality control measure. We just need you to come in and get your DNA done.
Does that kind of cover up that you're alleging there? I mean, does that make this worse for the two of you? That
of course.
Let me say one other thing before you get there, which is that adding to the misconduct by Cha, when we asked for the files of Ani and Ashot, they actually gave us a page of the files of this third couple. At every step of the way, Cha Fertility has failed Ani and Ashot and these two other couples. There needs to be accountability.
Is there any way to find out if you have a baby somewhere else? Are they helping you?
Oh, they won't even answer to our lawyers. They won't even answer to anything. They're treating us like we're just, you know, just random things, not human beings, really.
How hard is it to think that you might have a baby out there?
I don't even want to even go there right now. I mean, this is hard enough, and I'm just praying to God that I don't have another son or daughter out there.
How many viable embryos do you have? How many are left at Shaw?
I had two. Well, I had this second round we did because they told us the first one failed, but they inseminated another woman. So the second round we had two embryos, and one of them they threw away without our consent. Later we found out when we wanted our medical records from them, stated that they threw the second one away.
And what happened to the egg and sperm that was inserted to you from a different couple?
We don't know. I mean, I didn't get pregnant, obviously.
Yeah, so why, there's a bunch of different types of clinics that you can go to, so why did you pick CHOP?
Because we did research, and we were told by a friend that she had triplets from them. I mean, they helped her have triplets, and we did the research, and there were top-quality fertility clinics that, you know, they were highly rated. So we said, okay, you know, we'll give them a try. And we did get pregnant the first round with my daughter, my 7-year-old daughter. And so after a while, she wanted a brother or sister, and we were ready. We went and tried to have another one, and this is what happened.
Have you talked to your daughter about what's happened?
Yes, we have. She's very mature. She's 7 years old, but she's very mature. She already knew what was going on. Imagine you see your parents sitting there and crying for days on end. And, you know, I mean, we were trying to, you know, we were trying to be as normal as possible as much as we can. So we had a lot of friends and family to take care of her just so she wouldn't feel it. But she picked up on it, and she kept asking and asking, what's wrong, what's wrong? And eventually I broke down and I told her, and she started crying because now she had a brother that she had been praying for.
Can you talk a little bit about your baby boy, what he's like, what it was like meeting him?
He's wonderful. He was born prematurely, 6 weeks before his due date, but he's amazing in every way. I couldn't have asked for a perfect baby. He's rolling over, he's cooing, he's had no issues bonding with us. We just love him to pieces. He's ours. He's been from day one.
Have you had issues bonding with him?
Is there any kind of a legal track record where child has had these kind of difficulties before, or is this, they might call it a one-off?
I think doing even some quick research on child will come up with a variety of misconduct. One thing we will say is that, you know, while CHA touts itself as being a state-of-the-art facility that has incredible results, one thing they don't tell you is that they're big fertility. They're owned by a multinational corporation that has offices worldwide, that's in China, Korea, Indonesia, many other countries in the United States. The founder of CHA isn't at CHA Fertility every day. That work is outsourced. There needs to be.
Pardon me. Aren't there standards and practices that every fertility unit must follow?
We do, unfortunately, a whole lot of this work now. My firm has represented hundreds of people who have been the victims of fertility clinic misconduct. While fertility clinics can do amazing work, they can bring babies into this world. What you don't hear about as often, and we're trying to shine a light on here, is some of the misconduct that in fact does happen, and when it does, the trauma is incredible.
Should there be more regulation?
Oh, I can answer that. Definitely. The government needs to, just like, you know how there's like, you know, protocols for OSHA and all of that stuff, there needs to be one for fertility world, because they're messing with real lives, real families, you know? They're babies. They're human. I mean,
well, Ani and Ashot's embryos might have just been a mere asset to CHA. These were Ani and Ashot's babies, and they need to be
status as a second baby boy? Is he back with his rightful family? Or?
You know, if that third couple ever wants to speak, we're going to let them speak on their own. We kind of want to respect their privacy.
What would you say to potential victims that are out there that might think that their kids are not there?
Definitely, I think so. The only reason we found out about this one is because the couple that was carrying them were Asian, and we are Caucasian. So
what would you say to those couple that are thinking that maybe
go get a DNA test done? I mean, even though it shouldn't change the result, you know, you love your kid to death, but you know what? If you got to go after CHA, go after CHA, you know? I mean,
did the New York couple take care of your son for the 6 weeks, or was
yes.
it?
Oh, yes, they did. Time? Yes, they did.
Are you still in contact with them at all? Do you have a relationship?
A little bit. It's obviously an incredibly hard situation for everybody. The New York couple here absolutely is a victim of child misconduct.
Do you represent the third couple?
We do not.
But they have their child back also.
We're not going to comment on the third couple right now.
And there
you go.
Do you represent the Asian couple?
We do not represent them.
And the couple, the embryo that you had implanted from, you still don't know who that couple was. That's a fourth couple, right? Who we
no, no. Oh, we have no idea. They could have just defrosted someone else's and random person and put it in. I at this point, we don't have an idea.
But they have confirmed that that was not yours.
He knows.
Yes, I mean, Cha has no idea whose embryos were transferred.
But they just know that it wasn't.
It clearly, at least one of them clearly could not have been on anisotropes.
It clearly had.
Because they were.
Because I went to the New York couple. Yeah.
Oh, because you only had
two. Now you're only allowed two embryos. No, we had three embryos, but the legal thing here is that you're only allowed to put two embryos in each person.
And one didn't survive the thaw.
And one, they told us that one didn't survive the thaw.
Thank you.
And were the Asian American couple, and were they in California at the same time?
On the same day. Three of the couples were there on the same day doing the transfer.
And they had come to California.
Yes.
Sean helped you conceive your daughter?
Yes.
Have you, are there any doubts? Have you had a
no, she's a carbon copy of her daddy. We trusted them with our lives.
How will this mix-up affect your life?
I have, like, major trust issues now. I have barriers up everywhere. I will never be the same person ever again in my life.
Do you want more children?
Definitely, but right now we're just trying to, you know, bond as a family and just taking it day by day. It's grueling, I mean, to say the least.
Did you have issues bonding with Alec when you got
home? No, not at all. I mean, he's my boy. I mean, just the minute he looked at me and I held him, I never felt like he was never, like, mine. He's been mine since the day I got him.
But you
even before I got him, he's been mine. I mean...
But you missed those first crucial weeks
of... Of course, bonding. And it still drives me crazy. It's still, I say, you know, I was robbed of it because of Cha. I was robbed of holding my son. The first moment when the baby is born, even though it doesn't, you know, have recollection of anything, but the baby and the mom have, like, such a strong bond even before the baby is born. So I was robbed of that, and it's horrible.
Can we bring in Dad just for a second? Because I know you've got a 7-year-old daughter, Daddy's little girl, but now you got Daddy's boy. I mean, how does it feel to have him home, and is it the feeling that you thought you would get having a son?
Oh, yes. Yes. It's amazing. So I have a prince and a princess at home. They're loving my life. I love it.
And, I mean, there is obviously no amount of money that can, you know, replace what you've lost. So, and as your lawyer mentioned, you know, you're one of the few couples who've come forward in the case like this. What do you hope to achieve by filing this suit, by coming forward, by speaking?
By just, you know, for everybody to know what they did to us and for them to, like, just, you know, take it seriously, take people's lives seriously and double check and triple check, or, you know.
No amount of money will ever make this right. We cannot go back in time to a point where, you know, Ani can have her son. What we're hoping to get through this is compensation, is accountability, for people to understand that this happens, to shine a line on it, and to make sure that it never, ever, ever happens again.
For clarity's sake, are you worried that one embryo that they say not survive the thaw might be in some other person? And
I'm thinking the one that didn't make it is my son now, and they just put someone else's embryos, the two, in me. And they put my other two in someone else. That's what my thinking is. We don't know. We just don't know.
Are there any criminal charges they could face?
The first claim in our complaint is actually a violation of the California Penal Code. This is, to our understanding, a criminal act and a civil matter.
What's the code?
It's going to be very exciting for you. It's 367G. What it says is that, you know, effectively you can't knowingly transfer an embryo to the wrong person.
So you think they knew they were doing it?
I think what we had here are three couples' embryos, at least three couples' embryos, maybe more, we don't know. And at some point, they realized they had no idea whose embryos were which. And they gave it a shot.
And there's no point, there's no means of tracing DNA at that early on when an embryo is checking.
Well, what is clear is that at this point in time, we have no way of knowing whose embryos were transferred to Ani, and whether any of Ani and Ashok's other embryos were transferred to some other couple.
Ani, I'm with the New York newspaper. You talked a little bit about your first reaction being that, you know, what about the Flushing mom? Did you meet her? Did you get a chance to hug her?
Yes, I did.
What was that like?
Tense and heartbreaking. I mean, she raised my baby inside of her womb, you know, and she took care of him even after he was born, and I'm eternally grateful to her. She's a lovely woman, and we were just all victims together. We're not against each other, none of us. We're against Chaw. They should, you know, be the one.
And you mentioned that you've handled a lot of similar cases like this. I mean, do you suspect that there are other cases like this out there that just have never been detected because perhaps the ethnicity of the couples was not different?
You know, I think it is fair to assume that there are tragedies that go on at fertility clinics on a far more regular basis than we know. We are not presently aware of any other case where this happens. But could they be out there? Absolutely. We also are presently handling two cases where we just found out through DNA evidence that the child's biological father was not the person they thought it was, that there was somebody else who transferred his sperm to an embryo that was created. And we're finding this out through new technology that is illuminating. Okay, Max, do we have other questions? Maybe we could do a couple more and then we should. Yeah, final question.
What was the length of time between when the babies were born and when Cha asked you for your DNA sample?
2 weeks, I believe? 11, 12 days.
What did it seem like?
An eternity.
Yes.
What would you say is the toughest part for all this?
Toughest part? Toughest part. Everything. Everything. I mean, those couple of six, how many, 4 weeks that we just didn't know anything about him. We didn't know if he was okay, if he was eating. Seven-year-old, and you know, when I had her, all those concerns would keep me up at night. I'm a mom, you know? So just imagine not knowing what that child is going, you know, what that child is doing. It just drove me crazy. Absolutely crazy.
How will you tell him?
We haven't gone there yet. We're just at the moment just trying to, you know, take everything in and bond with our babies. And that's it.
We thank everybody for coming out here. We really appreciate your time. If there are follow-up questions for Ani and Ashok, for me, please be in touch with Max, who is with his hand up over there.
Thank you.